Off the Ball's the best, number one.
It's the GOAT of sports apps.
Talk about the greatest of all time. Big Joe's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. We know it.
I'm going to say, right. I'm the Djokovic of this scenario.
Love it.
Download the OTB sports app now.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back. Joe Malloy with you this evening. Now, there are many aspects to events in Ukraine which catch the eye and stop us in our tracks. And I am very conscious, by the way, that we are a sports show, and I will be wary over the coming weeks of trying to shoehorn in sports stories into this situation, which frankly has very little to do with sports. So I do come with that in mind a little bit. But in this instance, there are a number of sports people who have become the faces of a wider movement, which is extraordinary. Everybody, I'm sure, has been struck by the bravery of Ukrainian men in particular, and then many women as well around the world who are heading home to help the resistance, when really many of us would sooner stay exactly where we were. And we've also, I think, been struck by the many who've stayed behind when they could have got out. Four of the more striking examples do come from a sporting background, and they do represent that phenomenon quite well, I think. We are talking about four of Ukraine's greatest boxers, maybe amongst four of the greatest boxers in the history of the world, the Klitschko brothers, Alexander Usyk and Vasyl Lomachenko. For more on this, we're joined by Gareth A. Davies. Hi, Gareth.
Good evening, Joe.
On the wider point, because I think we shouldn't just jump straight into beatify these four and forget the many, it is an extraordinary thing to watch people put themselves in harm's way and leave families behind and risk their lives. And I find a kind of bravery I don't think many of them ever thought they would have to find.
Well, I think we're all extremely baffled and saddened by what's going on in Ukraine at the moment. And I remember watching a report a couple of nights ago on Al Jazeera, where there was a very young soldier, 21 years old, I don't know if you've seen it, where he's just protecting a bridge on his own, you know, from his village. And you can see his emotion. He's terrified, he's scared, and bewildered. And I think it's a feeling that many of us have from far away, in a very surreal feeling of this going on right now. And I think you rightly frame these conversations. You know, we talk about sport very often. We use a lot of the language of warfare, but this is genuine bloodshed. And I think you're right, we have to draw a line, because, you know, these are extraordinary events happening in the world right now. We've been through 2 years of really weird and extraordinary events in the world, and this now caps all of them. And you feel a solidarity against what Vladimir Putin is doing at the moment in Ukraine. It's absolutely horrendous. And as you rightly mentioned, there's four great boxers from Ukraine, four brilliant world champions who are right now giving up what they normally do to defend their homeland. And that's the truth. And it's an extraordinary situation, Joe. It really is.
Yeah. So I guess it's great to have you on, because you would have a sense of these four men as people and of their careers. And that's why you can talk to us with your, you know, real expertise. So if we for a moment take, for instance, Vasyl Lomachenko, and I can give the bare facts and that you can expand on them for us. He is a world champion in three weight classes. He is potentially the greatest amateur of all time, certainly one of them. 396 amateur fights with just one loss, and he avenged that loss not once but twice. How dare that one fighter ever dare beat him? So he avenged that twice. Gold at the 08 Olympics, gold in 2012, gold in the 09 World Championships and the 2011 World Championships. Hand speed, timing, footwork, an unbelievable athlete. He turned professional 8 years ago. Fighter of the year numerous times. The ring have him as the ninth best in the world, pound for pound. So as I understand it, he's married with two children. He was in Greece when this all kicked off and found his way to Ukraine via Bucharest and then Romania. It was not easy to get home. And he's gone straight to his hometown in the southwest of the country. So this guy is as good a boxer as there's ever been. You might expand on all that for us, Gareth, and even the personality as well, which I don't have the same feel for.
Well, you put it very succinctly what he's achieved in the ring as an athlete, as a boxer. He's a brilliant gymnast. He's a fantastic character. A very stoical man. And I think we're seeing that, you know, with the fact that the latest photographs of him show him in military uniform carrying a gun in Ukraine, slung over his shoulder, where he's gone to be as stoical as he really is and put his life on the line. He puts his life on the line in the ring, as we might say. You know, every time he boxes, boxing, you know, combat sports are inherently dangerous sports, but they're not as dangerous as putting yourself on the front line against an enemy that's advancing on your home, as you say, on your family, on your town, on your city. And, you know, Vasyl Lomachenko is prepared to die, clearly. He's prepared to die for the cause, you know, as are Oleksandr Usyk, who, you know, just won 3 world titles at heavyweight here in September in London here at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, preparing for a rematch with Anthony Joshua. He was over here at a Champions League game, actually, late last or middle of last week, and, you know, Chelsea against Lille, and made his way back home in exactly the same way as you talk about Vasyl there, to go home and to join up with the forces. You cannot make this up. No. But this is real life right now, you know? And you have to have great admiration for them. Because the other thing about them, and I know you're going to mention the Klitschko brothers as well, these guys are targets because they are the biggest sports people in our country. Imagine the biggest sport in their country. Imagine, it's a very emotional thing about it. Imagine our biggest sports people saying, no, forget the sport. I'm drawing a line under that. There's a bigger picture right now. And that's what they're doing. They've got involved in the bigger picture, which really is life or death.
Yeah. Yeah, Usyk, as you say, I mean, the heavyweight world champion, he's gone back to Kyiv and he's in the Kyiv territorial defense. So, I mean, one of the more bizarre headlines you see were in the midst of all this, hardcore boxing fans wondering if Usyk Joshua in May or June is now off. I mean, I dare say it might be.
Well, it might be. I mean, you know, who knows how long this insurgency is going to go on, this invasion is going to go on. I mean, you know, it's hard not to be glued to the news. I mean, look, the worrying things coming out of Putin's mouth right now, you know, the insanity of it all. And, you know, someone like Oleksandr Usyk, he's committed himself to this. How can he possibly be thinking about having a heavyweight world title fight when he's got this to worry about? Because there is fighting going on in Kyiv. Like you say, he's there and he is fighting for the city that he grew up in, that he's from. So I can't imagine he's, you know, thinking about negotiating this world title fight. And it may well be delayed as a result of this.
Mm, I know. It must be an extraordinary thing. I didn't realize it was at that Champions League game last week. The conversations he would have been having 10, 12 days ago were, how many millions can we get for this fight against Joshua? What's our next step? And now here he is in Kyiv, which is surrounded by all accounts. Or that's what Vitali Klitschko was saying just a number of days ago. Maybe on to the Klitschkos, who are obviously, you know, incredibly famous the world over and have been for a long time. I think people are fairly familiar at this stage with the fact that Vitali is the mayor of Kyiv. Vladimir enlisted in the Ukrainian Reserve Army earlier this month. So here's just a video. I think it's just Vladimir who speaks here, and you'll hear the audio, but it's Vladimir and Vitali Klitschko standing side by side just in the last number of days.
I'm calling to all the international partners to observe this strategy that is happening nowadays in Ukraine and this senseless war, which is not going to have any winners, but losers. I just want to tell you, we must stay united against this aggression, against Russian aggression. Don't let it happen, continue happening in Ukraine. Don't let it happening in Europe and eventually in the world. United, we're strong. Support Ukraine. Thank you.
Gareth, the Klitschko name obviously arrived at the Atlanta Games in 96. And then for younger listeners, I mean, you can explain really, there was almost a sense of hopelessness for about a decade around the heavyweight division because, well, the Klitschkos owned it.
Absolutely they did. And Vladimir Klitschko reigned as heavyweight world champion for 9.5 years, obviously before he was dethroned in 2015 in Dusseldorf by the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, who's the number one in the world now, of course. And before him, Vitali Klitschko, his elder brother, Again, was an amazing heavyweight world champion. You mentioned there, I spoke to Vitaly Klitschko probably a few months into COVID, and when he was mayor of Kiev even then, and he was like outstanding as an ambassador and as a politician for getting supplies and medical beds and breathing apparatus. And, you know, I wrote a piece in the Telegraph, didn't interview them, wrote a big piece in the Telegraph about how he's a forward thinker, commits himself to it, and they got the provisions in place for people to get COVID. They moved very quickly to keep the numbers down. And now here they are, Vitaly and Vladimir. You have to admire what they're doing. And let's not forget, these two men grew up with their late father, Vladimir Klitschko as well, who was a major general in the old Soviet system. He was a military attaché in Germany for Ukraine, right. A very decorated senior soldier who, I don't know if you know this, you probably do, who helped in the cleanup operation with other generals when in the Chernobyl disaster in 1986, and actually contracted cancer himself afterwards. They grew up in Soviet sports schools. You know, they know the system. They know the freedom they've been afforded, you know, for the last 25 years, you know, since the breakup of the old USSR. And it must be haunting deep inside themselves psychologically to know that they're now fighting against a system that was that's Procrustean, that's trying to get the vestiges of something ancient that isn't there anymore. And that these two, maybe even more so than Oleksandr Usyk and Vasyl Lomachenko, these two brothers are potentially targets for Russian soldiers because they are so well known. Like you say, they're known around the world. They were both brilliant fighters. They plied their trade for two decades each in the sport. And now they find themselves in their late 40s fighting for their own country. They are incredible people, and I admire them so deeply. I think we all do. Mm. And I think they've helped that cause where everywhere we look at the moment, from Roman Abramovich's daughter saying, listen, it's not Russia fighting Ukraine, it's not Russia invading Ukraine, it's Putin. It's a hell-bent dictator, hell-bent on causing his last stand, if you like. And it is moving every day to see the solidarity of the world at the moment, because it does cross over into sport. You'll have discussed on the show, you know, the preclusion of Russian teams in European championships, sport turning its back on Russian athletes, and it's not necessarily the Russian athletes' fault, but being united together. And I think, you know, apart from that final step, which is sending troops to Ukraine, the right things are being done. And I do, I don't know if you feel it yourself, but I do feel the world united against what Putin's doing at the moment.
Well, you know, it has struck me. It's so rare to have a topic that everybody's so united on in this world. You know, it's the really striking thing. I hadn't realized that about the Klitschko's father. That's absolutely extraordinary. Though I did anticipate you, because what Ukraine voted in its independence in 1991. So I had anticipated you maybe bringing up the fact that the Klitschko brothers would have a lived understanding of what they had left behind. So that there is that almost, well, you know, in the way that Lomachenko and Usyk are fighting more for an idea and for democracy, there is a real lived experience there on the Klitschko's part. It almost comes across in their demeanor in that video. There's a heaviness in their words almost.
There is, and you can feel their stoicism, you can feel their sadness. And those two guys, above everyone else, they are huge human beings for a start, you know, big 6'7" men. You know, when I've seen the two brothers walking in demonstrations, they stand literally head and shoulders above other people. And you've got to remember that they've already been through this in their adult lives in 2014, and Vitaly was already a politician 8 years ago and beginning this journey towards mayor of Kiev. So, you know, they know full well what they're doing. They know what they're risking. They know they're putting their lives on the line, like many other of their compatriots as well. Mm. And I'm sure that having those four guys, having they're putting themselves on the line for it really does strengthen the belief of other people around them as well, who are standing up in the same way at the moment, Joe. Mm,
yeah. What do you know of their relationship as brothers?
Oh, no, Vladimir's always looked up to Vitaly. Vitaly's the tough guy. Vladimir's the kind of polyglot, worldly guy that's traveled around and enjoyed time in America. But they're totally committed people. They're committed in the sport. And as you rightly say, that you can see how committed they are to saving their country and putting their lives on the line.
Mm. And famously never fought each other.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Mm. Well, it's extraordinary where they find themselves now, isn't it? So they're in Kyiv, and we mentioned as well that Lomachenko is in the southwest of the country, and you have Usyk in Kyiv as well, part of the Kyiv territorial defence, and they are four of I don't know how many. So again, it's not to forget about the others, but I suppose there probably isn't. There's a level of inspiration, you suspect, that four of the most famous sports people, four of their greatest ever boxers, could so easily be in safety and away from the country, and they're not going anywhere. It's hard to quantify what that gives the Ukrainian public, but I would say it counts for something.
Of course it does. It counts for the fact that no one sees themselves bigger than anyone else, that they're all in it together. It's a genuine situation. There is fear, there is bewilderment, there is shock. You only have to look at the pictures of the devastation already. You know, it's not military bases we're seeing blown up. It's blocks of flats. It's people in despair. It's mothers and children crossing borders. 500,000 Ukrainians on the move at the moment. And, you know, these men are standing strong, you know, and I'm sure there are many women. I think Miss Ukraine 2015, I think I saw her in military fatigues on Twitter. Zelensky, the president, has been extraordinary during this,
yeah.
And he's quite clearly prepared to give his life for this, and he is a massive target for the Russian invading forces. And I really do think that the world is standing in admiration at the moment. When you've got Russian people, Joe, burning their passports in different countries outside Russian consulates and embassies, in protest at what their president is doing in Europe, tantamount to what the Nazis did, you know, 75 years ago. Because that's what this is. It's despotic invasion without cause, without reason, without care for human life, you know. And it's a disgrace. It's an utter disgrace.
Yeah, well, the Klitschko brothers, Alexander Usyk and Vasyl Lomachenko, taking up arms, just one of the many things we hadn't expected to see. Gareth A. Davies, thanks so much, Gareth. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Cheers.